Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today's Friday, the 29th of December, and it's the last trading day of the calendar year 2023. Here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty are expected to resume trading on a flat note, given the signals from the GIFT Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading 15 points higher, indicating a muted start for the local equity markets. On Thursday, Indian equity markets continued their dream run, ending higher for the fifth consecutive session. Despite a series of challenges this year, the markets will close 2023 on a positive note for the ninth consecutive year, gaining around 20% so far. On Thursday, the Nifty reached an all-time high at the 21,800 level, marking a significant milestone as the index remained firmly in the bullish territory yesterday. Analysts believe that the rotational buying in heavyweights across sectors is helping the index to inch higher, and they expect the same trend to continue. Additionally, favorable global cues are further adding to the positivity, such as the easing in the Red Sea issue and the reversal of FII inflows. A decline in crude prices below $80 prompted widespread buying across oil and energy companies. On December 28th, the Sensex settled 0.52% higher, while the Nifty closed up by 0.57%. Today, there will be a new debut on the bourses. It is the last main board IPO listing for the current calendar year. Pharmaceutical firm Inova Capdab is set to debut. Analysts expect that the stock will start its first day and trade with up to 25% gains on the back of strong IPO subscription data and healthy financial performance. Moving to the stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, Punjab National Bank approves the raising of equity capital up to 7,500 crore during FY25 via a QIP route. Trepsi Care LLP offloaded shares worth 127 crores in Zydus Wellness. SBI Mutual Fund and the Zydus Family Trust turned buyers in the deal. ICICI Prudential AMC and ICICI Prudential Life Insurance received the RBI's approval to acquire up to a 9.95% stake in IDFC First Bank and RBL Bank. Additionally, Tata Coffee will merge with Tata Consumer Products effective from January 1st. Swan Energy received board approval for fundraising up to 4,000 crore. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they've performed. Wall Street's key indices ended mildly mixed on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.14%, while the S&P 500 added 0.04%. The tech-heavy Nasdaq was the only underperformer, slipping 0.03% in trade. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hovered around 3.388 levels. Gold prices steadied on a weaker U.S. dollar and lower Treasury yields. Crude oil prices continued to gain, supported by the Middle East strife and the now-cleared blockage in the Red Sea. The dollar index fell to a fresh five-month low. The dollar index is on a course for a decline this year, snapping two straight years of strong gains. Moving to the Voice of the Day segment, we have Santosh Meena, the head of research at Swastika InvestSmart, sharing his outlook on the year 2024. Let's have a listen.
2023 was a fantastic year for the Indian equity market, where Nifty gained around 20%. But real wealth was created in mid-cap and small-cap spaces. This was a straight 8-year gain for the Indian equity market. And I believe 2024 could be another year of good gain, from the fastest GDP growth to the expectation of political stability and the continuation of policy reforms. We have all the ingredients to support this bull run. Domestic investors took the charge in 2023, and I believe foreign investors will try to catch up this momentum in 2024 as US bond yields and the dollar index are falling in expectation of a cut in interest rates in the USA. Crude oil prices are also favorable for the Indian economy despite lots of geopolitical issues. In terms of events, the interest rate scenario and the elections in both India and the USA will be key events this year. In terms of levels, 21,000 will act as a strong support for the Nifty, while 20,000 looks like the bottom for the market. While on the upside, level of 25,000 to 26,000 are conservative targets. In terms of sectors, I believe the infrastructure theme should pick up momentum from here, whereas banks, especially PSU Bank, should lead the momentum. The pharmaceutical sector may also do well because of valuations comfort and under ownership. In terms of risk, any negative surprise in the upcoming general election could derail this bull run. We are living in a world of geopolitical uncertainties, which may continue to lead some kind of volatility. And lastly, any major deviation in the US economic data from expectations can lead to volatility in global markets. Otherwise, we are in a structural bull market where any correction because of global reasons will be a good buying opportunity.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.